We turn now to Morristown, a small town of about 30,000 in eastern Tennessee, about an hour's drive from Knoxville. Gary Chesney has been a mayor there since 2015. He's a self-described conservative and Republican voter, a common position in the county where Trump won about 75% of the vote. But now Chesney finds himself in a tough position and on the front lines of the immigration debate. On April 5th, ICE, working with the IRS and the Tennessee Highway Patrol, conducted the largest workplace immigration raid in a decade in Morristown. About 100 people were rounded up, and more than 500 children missed school the next morning because many kids in the town were left without one of their parents, like this teenager.
I looked up to him, and then many things I do is for him because he's ill, and I just want to see him.
As the Trump administration ramps up everything from workplace raids to its zero-tolerance policy, Morristown is a microcosm of the debate that is playing out on the border and in small, often right-leaning towns like Gary Chesney's.
Immigration and undocumented immigration is a pretty hot-button topic and has been for a number of years in Morristown, as that population, the Hispanic population, has gradually grown. Due to some of the job opportunities that were here in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a company in Florida that bought a large tomato farm, and they would bring the workers in and harvest the crop, and then they'd leave and come back, kind of a migrant worker situation. But they began finding winter jobs. There was some plants here that they just stayed, and the population kind of grew. So It wasn't that. I think what got people's attention were the breaking up of the families. There were a lot of children that were very traumatized, and I think that's what prompted the response by local folks.
Tell us a little bit more about how the community reacted. Were people taking in children who had been separated from their parents?
Well, HOLA, the HOLA group, it's a leadership group. Well, they kind of sprung into action. There's the local Catholic church had a facility where children who were suddenly, they were at school and come to find out no one was at home, or family members who weren't coming home that night, and they had been detained, and it created quite a panic with a pretty significant segment of the school system. So folks who were family members and children gathered around the National Guard Armory, and there were lots of law enforcement presence and yellow tape and separating the family members from those who had been detained. And it was right next door to an elementary school, so that kind of jump-started a reaction where people began donating money and clothes and food. And some of the folks with HOLA had a couple of folks who are attorneys and went to, I think, got several students from UT Law School to come and start preparing legal work for power of attorney and things to where they could get children placed with family members and relatives so that everyone had a place to go. I think there were something like close to 600 children that did not show up for school the next day. And the school system responded as well to try to alleviate some of those fears.
I want to talk a little bit about the tension here. First of all, no one is arguing that the previous administration did not have problematic immigration policy. So I want to get that out. Now, this current administration, of course, has really changed its tone from the initial party of family values and the party that essentially was looking to, or at least the administration that was looking to, really focus on what they called, quote, criminal illegal aliens. This policy is one that the president has directly enforced, has directly allowed to happen. As a Republican, Mayor Chesney, how do you reconcile those things? And this is obviously coming from rhetoric and the tone of the administration, which is one that has shifted pretty severely since this president was elected.
Well, I think, Tanzina, you touched on it when you used the word rhetoric. Things that are said during campaigns and election efforts sometimes get toned down when after elections and the winner of elections is faced with the realities of the office that they've sought. So I think, yes, there is a tougher enforcement, I guess we could say, with immigration. But you have to separate fact from fiction sometimes from a hot election campaign to the everyday mechanics of applying rules.
Well, Mayor,
and laws.
But that's exactly what I'm suggesting right here, and that's exactly what I'm asking, is that the rhetoric set the tone for something that has now been completely targeted, and that enforcement that you're describing is really focusing on the most vulnerable, not undocumented immigrants with criminal histories, as was suggested during the campaign. But in fact, it's been very specifically targeted at Latino immigrants.
Right. And I think we should point out, I think there were 97 folks rounded up. Out of that 97, there were 10 where there were outstanding criminal warrants discovered to be in place. And another 37 who had been deported previously and snuck back into the country. And then the others were their cases come before immigration judicial system.
So are you suggesting that's okay then? I mean, for the folks who, let's say the numbers that you're describing, you know, are still a small percentage compared to the overall and compared to the policies that we're seeing today, which are directly impacting and separating families.
I think it's a complex issue, and I think we all get a little bit smarter about how to handle complex issues when they land close to home. I feel like Morristown handled this situation probably better than what the folks in D.C. are handling a similar situation in the southwest border. We've had an experience here that we hadn't had before. I guess what stands out in my mind is the undercover person that the IRS put in the meatpacking plant asked some of the undocumented, well, you all live in Morristown, why aren't you working there? And the response was, well, we can't get jobs there, or they find out we're undocumented, we're either terminated or not hired. Well, I thought, well, good for us, we're following the law. At the same time, when we had lots of trauma and crisis with children and spouses, the response that we made of compassion was another good for us. So I felt like overall we've dealt with this in a fashion that hopefully might set an example for others.
Gary Chesney has been the mayor of Morristown, Tennessee since 2015. Mayor Chesney, thank you so much for being with us.
It's been my pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.